Monday, July 18th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I am your host, Chris, and this is show number 14. Check out www.dreamstation.cc, which is our website. We have news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and you can download our back show archive. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email them to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. On the line here today, we have Phil.
¿Cómo estás?
Keith.
Hello.
And Bob.
Good afternoon.
Today we'll be discussing what is new at DreamStation.cc, Marlon Brando, not the Godfather, EA hates Nintendo, a review of the PC version of Battlefield 2, stupid gamers in the news, good idea, bad idea, the hot coffee update, a little bit about Hillary Clinton with the hot coffee, and a little bit about Jack Thompson and the hot coffee, Full Metal Alchemist, Pimp's Pizza Hut, Fact or Crap, our forum topic of the week, and our mailbag.
Next topic.
Housekeeping this week. Couple things. Firstly, Keith's gamer tag. He looked it up. Your gamer tag is?
The Space Mighty Space Oot. Just like my forum tag.
And I was just going to mention that. Forum names, mine is C. Paladino, Phil's is P. Locke, and Keith's, as he said, is the Mighty Oot. Couple things I did want to mention. First of all, Medal of Honor contest will be ending July 31st. There's still time to sign up for that. Go to our main page, and in the upper right-hand side, there's a little box. Again, it looks like an ad. Click on that, put your email address in, and you'll be registered to win. PodcastAlley.com. You can vote for us. We appreciate it. Thank you. Also, kind of crazy, PodcastAwards.com has nominated us for a podcasting award.
Why?
I have no idea.
But like I said to Chris earlier, if it is an award, I want it to be the Golden Platypus of Gaming.
Ooh, I didn't know it was the Golden Platypus.
No, what would be funny is if we win and we go and accept the award and we take the award and then go, this isn't a Golden Platypus, and just smash it on the ground and walk off the stage.
Blasphemous!
What am I supposed to do with this? It's a little iPod. You just like whip it. Now if it was a platypus,
then I'd be like, oh crap, an iPod, I'm poor. And I'd just get
So yeah, podcastawards.com, on the right-hand side, down at the bottom, there's a gaming section. I have no idea how we got nominated, so whoever out there nominated us, thanks. You can vote daily. The winner, they're going to have, it's called the Portable Media Expo. It's out in, I think, California in late November. The winner will be getting their award at Portable Media Expo. It's a legit thing. I mean, some big names are going to be there. I think it's kind of wild that we were nominated.
Next topic.
This week, we have a couple new things that we're going to try and squeeze in, one of which is just a brief mention of what's new at DreamStation.cc. We have reviews up for FIFA Soccer, Destroy All Humans, Scrapland, Batman Begins, and the Lord of the Rings RTS game. Check those out.
Next topic.
Marlon Brando, not the Godfather. For those that do not know, EA is putting out a Godfather video game. They had gotten Marlon Brando to do the voice acting. They did some voice acting sessions before he passed away in February 2004. What EA had stated was that Brando was so frail that he couldn't give the quality voice recordings. He had like a big oxygen tank and he did the old Darth Vader thing. So they're going to end up with an imitator.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be that hard to imitate him. I mean, he's a fairly imitated actor.
He just talks like this. I'm imitating him right now. Although not very good.
Shove some cotton balls in your face and start talking.
They need Christopher Walken to play the Godfather. That would be good. I have an offer. You won't be able to refuse. I suck.
That was horrible.
That sounded more like William Shatner than Christopher Walken.
You mean?
There you go. Get William Shatner to do Godfather.
I said Christopher Walken. I meant William Shatner.
Have an offer. You can't choose.
Hold or you second. Can... I was going to do Bill Cosby.
Oh, okay. Don't even break that out.
Don't even go back to Bill Cosby, dude.
They're putting Papa's offer that you can't possibly refuse.
Okay, that's about all you can say.
Al Pacino declined to allow his likeness and voice in the game, so Michael Corleone will look and sound nothing like the way he should look and sound.
Now, you're Italian, you should at least be able to say the last name right.
Corleone.
Corleone.
Is there an E at the end? Dude, it's been a while since I've seen The Godfather.
Don
good movie.
Actually, now that I think about it, I don't remember. I think it was Don Corleone.
About The Godfather game, it's been delayed.
It's been delayed until March 2006.
That was better.
But there happened to be a price drop in the stock.
That's so bad. There was a 5.5% stock price drop. EA said that they're estimating losses of around $100 million because the game was delayed. I mean, something screwed up with this. A company doesn't make the date and they lose $100 million. This is why we have bugs all over the place. We're going to get to Battlefield in a minute, but this is part of it. Stop.
But that's what everyone does. Once they have it out and the moths are now attracted to the flame and get zapped, they start the next thing.
What?
They put out the game, all the little moths go and run and buy it, and then they don't care about it anymore,
but
and they make the next thing.
Games, and all of a sudden you're bringing up, like, insects.
I'm gonna break your thorax.
Yeah, I really don't think it makes a difference if it has the real actors or not.
Really? The Godfather without Marlon Brando and Al Pacino? Is it really The Godfather anymore?
No, but is the game really going to be... I mean, what are you going to do? What's the game going to be? It's going to add a bunch of things that weren't even in the movie.
It's going to be GTA with mobsters, $10.
I'm just saying, it wasn't like a murder-intense movie. They're going to basically have to make it not like the movie to make it entertaining.
Interesting note is that Al Pacino did allow his voice likeness and everything else to be in the Scarface game, so...
Next topic.
EA hates Nintendo. See, it's not just us.
Crap, now we're siding with EA.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-oh.
Famitsu, a Japanese website, is reporting that they had an interview with EA Vice President David Gardner, and he said that the Xbox 360 as well as the PlayStation 3 will get the majority of EA's next-gen support. So nothing's really known, but I mean, we do know that EA's pretty much left the GameCube for dead. Madden's going to come out for it. They've already said Godfather will not. NCAA football did not. They hate him.
That's right, since there are, like, people that can actually answer this. If anyone knows where I can get a ringtone of the Benny Hill theme, drop a line to the website and let me know, please.
I have to stop right there.
Exactly.
Due to copyright infringement. That's all you have to go on. Google that. Ticka-ticka-ticka-ticka. I think it's T-I-K-I.
Next topic.
Let's just jump into the Battlefield 2 while we're talking about more EA. They had a patch. They rolled the patch back. They've released, not a patch, guys, but a hot fix to supposedly fix the memory leak. Keith owns Battlefield 2. I own Battlefield 2. Phil has the demo. We're talking Bob into it shortly, but let's review it. Basically, what it is the multiplayer game. It's like, what, 8 minimum, 64 maximum, and the best games are usually with between 16 and 64 players. It's not something that you and three people can jump onto a server that's not populated with anyone else and have any kind of fun. That being said, you have to jump on a server pretty much solo so you can learn how to fly stuff. I think there's three sides. They're like the Middle Eastern conspiracy.
The Middle
people.
Eastern Coalition, the Liberating Army, which is like China, and then the U.S. people.
It's set in the near future, so it's just like Battlefield 1942 with the Desert Combat patch. I think it's actually a little better because the vehicles are a little bit easier to fly and drive around in. They did a pretty good job.
Yeah, the fighter jets are easier to fly, but they get to go so fast that they're hard to keep on the board, I've noticed.
You fly any direction for more than 10 seconds and Sergeant Wildricks is yelling at you about you're going to be shot down. It does support voiceover internet speech. They have a bunch of cool features that you can join squads. A problem that I've had with Battlefield 1942, and Phil, you can attest to this, it's basically 60 people running around doing their own thing. If you know somebody personally in the game, you might hang with them for a minute or two, but in general, it's rush to the planes. If you can't get into a plane, you get into a tank. If you can't do either of those, you just run around like crazy ants.
All I pictured in my head is all these people running at the plane. The plane takes off. They stare at it dumbfounded for a moment. Then they all sprint to the tank. The tank drives away. They all stare at it dumbfounded. Everyone throws their guns in the air, starts screaming bloody murder, running in circles, lobbing grenades randomly in the air because they don't know what to do.
That's pretty much how it goes.
The theme of Battlefield 1942.
The only difference is that when the 10 people run to the plane, the lucky person that gets in it and starts to fly away, the other 9 will shoot the plane, just because. So the Battlefield 2 has this whole squad thing where you can join squads, so it's a little tighter group of guys. Soldiers can't talk directly to the head commander, but they can talk to their squad leader. The squad leader has a little mini-map where he can bring it up, and it's kind of like an RTS, although it's not as feature-filled. You can say attack, defend, you know, go here, run there, and assign new orders to your men, which they don't have to listen to it, but at least it gives you a consolidated effort. It's actually pretty cool if the server browser wasn't so horrible that you couldn't actually get into a game with any of your friends. They have a commander, which none of us really know how to use. It's kind of
just
more like
how to talk the other day.
It's more like an RTS. You bring up a big map and you can actually do artillery strikes. You can set up little radars so you can see where the enemy is. You can drop supplies, a crate with a parachute on it. And all I could think of the first time I saw it is if you guys remember the game Operation Wolf.
I remember in the arcade with the little Uzi.
Where, like, for no reason, a nurse would be on the battlefield. She'd go, "Not me!" And, yeah, you'd shoot her anyway. There are different classes for the game. They're a little more well-balanced. They made some changes. Medics, for example, have kind of an aura where they have a radius that if you're inside of the radius when your med pack is out, it will heal everybody in that radius. If a medic is in a vehicle, that vehicle kind of turns into a mobile ambulance so that anyone next to that vehicle will get healed. Same thing for engineers. If he's in a vehicle and you drive by other vehicles and you automatically repair him, which is kind of neat. You have a sniper, you have a medic, you have an engineer, a command, you know, a assault guy, whatever.
In the demo, I noticed sniper rifle isn't as damaging as in Battlefield 1942, so you can't get that one shot headshot.
No, if you hit him in the head, you still kill him.
I had a hard time hitting him in the head.
You must be doing something wrong.
I had the old Monty Python scene where I was fighting somebody yesterday, and I was laying down, and they saw me, and they started charging, and I got off about three or four shots, missed, or either didn't kill him or whatever, but he just ran all the way up to me, whooped out his knife, and stabbed me, and I died. It was pretty embarrassing. Keith did the typical Durka 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 with the landmine thing. You go ahead and tell that story.
It was actually pretty good. I just ran at him with landmines and threw him on the ground, and then jumped on him and blew everybody up.
A viable tactic.
Because when you throw the landmine, you throw it in front of you.
I thought if you ran over landmines, they wouldn't explode, unless you're driving.
And maybe
something.
I just ran up to him and threw one on him. I don't know. All I know is I ran at him, threw a landmine on the ground, and we all exploded, and I laughed.
Tape a landmine to your chest and give everyone a hug. Okay, that being said, real quick, the sound is pretty amazing. I mean, I've never been in a war, but it sounds like it would be in a war. It's going all around you. The graphics are actually pretty good, and it can run on an okay system. Phil, you have a 1.7. Keith, you got a 1.8. I think you might have to go low settings, but you can run at 800 by 600 low settings. From what I understand, guys, not much chop.
Yeah, fairly smooth.
Yeah, runs pretty good. The server selection thing is a whole other story.
You really want to talk about that, don't you?
I hate at it. It's horrible.
It's every single thing you do, it tries to refresh. You change one of the filters, it has to go out to the main server and download 3,000 new servers to update your little thing. There's actually like a cinema in the background going, like of a tank in a black and white driving. When it hits the end of that little video loop, it'll pause for 5 seconds while it rewinds to the beginning of the video loop. It's laggy so that if you click on something and you scroll down, you'll have clicked on three different things because your mouse wasn't responding, and now you've just joined a game which takes a good minute, 2 minutes to load. No way to exit out of it.
They don't have a simple friend thing so you could just click on it and go, oh, hey, look, my friend's over here, and go to that server. They don't have one of those.
It took us yesterday, there was, five of us, and it took us literally an hour and a half till we were all in the same game. Now, once we got into the same game, we couldn't even be on the same team. Half of us were Chinese, half of us were American. We're calling each other on the phone, hey, dude, join this thing, and then by the time Keith would join in, it would be full. If you can get past the horribly stupid server browser and the fact that you really do have to practice online to be any good at it.
Powered by spit.
What would you give it a score-wise, Phil, just from the demo that you've played?
I would say, from what I know, at least an 8.
Okay. Keith?
I'm actually in a pretty good mood today, so I'll say an 8 as well. The game itself, once you actually start playing, it's really fun.
We're looking at each other making fun because we look like Pierre, Luke, whatever his name is, from that movie The Professional. And then, of course, we're just running in a circle yelling, Durka, Durka, Durka! And then artillery fire rains down on us.
Yeah.
And we were laughing because the Muslim army actually has duct tape on their
guns.
Yet somehow they have a defibrillator to bring each other back to life. It's pretty much just a car battery with two clothes hangers on it. A score-wise out of 10, I agree with Keith and Phil in that it's frustrating. It's kind of hard to get into at first because it's just there's a kind of a high learning curve. You jump into a server and you're dead before you even know what's going on. All that being said, I think it's a 9. It's awesome and it's addicting. Just last night, I had laughed quite a bit. I mean, one of the funniest things was Keith running from the Chinese main base all the way over to the American base. It was just us. We're trying to learn how to fly the planes. He finally gets into a plane. He drives literally 50 feet, crashes into a tree and explodes, and he just says, F this, and he quit the game. He was done for the night.
Next topic.
Stupid gamers in the news. In Taiwan, police caught an armed and dangerous criminal, Chang Ziming. His nickname was the Evil Dragon. He was wanted for murder. How did they find him, you ask? Well, they found his IP address that he was using while playing online games, and they tracked him down. Took 130 police, 2 armored vehicles, and they actually shot him in the chest and the shoulder before they actually did arrest him and bring him in.
That's hardcore.
How did they know what IP address he was using?
Same way they found out Chris's IP when he was downloading things.
That never happened.
Next topic.
I tried to start up something called Good Idea, Bad Idea.
Unfortunately, I only had one piece of news that fit into this category, so it's not much of a feature. I'm horribly inept. For those of you that know me, I'm really, really good at starting something, getting about 10% into it, and then never looking at it again. So, fact or crap, you know, which is really hard to come up with. Good idea, bad idea, stupid gamers in the news. These are all, like, my cool, big scheme of things. Video game show at dreamstation.cc. Email me your stupid gamers in the news, good idea, bad idea, stuff like that. So, in good idea, bad idea, good idea, proving that your stupid forum claims are true by taking photographic evidence. The bad idea is doing it when it violates an NDA. Basically, what happened is some kid whose dad has a job at Microsoft in their testing labs. The dad brought home an Xbox 360 to test with. This pinhead hooks it up and took pictures of himself playing it, messing around with Halo 2, taking pictures of the intro screen, everything else, then posted them on a forum on a website. I guess Microsoft found out about it.
He doesn't have a job.
Exactly.
Congratulations, you're poor.
If you look in the pictures, he's basically sitting on a floor with a 13-inch TV, so they're not, you know, exactly the Jeffersons to begin with.
They're moving on up.
He's the stepdad, too, so, I mean, you're already getting... beat him like a redheaded stepchild. So this kid is now complaining at the forum, please, please, please take the thread down. I think the damage is done too late. If you guys remember in the past, Microsoft actually fired an employee for taking a picture of a semi-truck full of Apple G4s.
Oh, that was money. That was worth it.
And he said, you know, something witty like, look, Microsoft is using Apple computers. I mean, it turns out that was for the Xbox 360, we think. But they fired this dude for that. Xbox stepdad is gone. You'll never be able to afford a couch, little Timmy.
Next topic.
Hot coffee update is basically the hot coffee dilemma is in Grand Theft Auto. We kind of mentioned this last week. There's kind of a sexual mini game that can be unlocked. The debate is that if that stuff's actually in the code or if it's a mod that was done after the fact. It's been verified in the PlayStation 2 version. They use the Action Max replay thingy, whatever it's called, and then Pooh, a few have now unlocked the sex mini game in the PlayStation 2 version. Rockstar Games did make a statement this past week that this is not part of our code. It's something that a modder added in. This whole PlayStation 2 verification thing basically proves that they're full of crap. The problem is that they ruined it for everybody else. This whole ESRB thing is kind of semi-honor-based. You know, they ask you, hey, what's the worst part of your game? And you say, okay, this, this, and this. They're going to look at this thing like hawks now. I'm sure that they're going to take an extra 2 months to verify all the data that's in there is actually correct.
Next topic.
Jumping into the fray here is Hillary Clinton. New York Senator Hillary Clinton, she wants the Federal Trade Commission to look into the hot coffee GTA mod and find out who's actually responsible.
Why? What is she going
to
do?
She's trying to protect the children. She's protecting the children who are playing Grand Theft Auto where you beat hookers.
Don't forget killing cops.
Killing the cops, robbing stores, stealing food from the Mr. Chicken. All that's cool. Having sex? That's right out. I was looking, the difference between adults only and mature rating is basically, I think adults only has something about the, you know, intense graphic depictions of sex. Because you can have sex and sexuality in a game and still allow it to be mature. I guess it just can't be excessive, whatever the word excessive's definition is. I've seen the screenshots, I've seen the movies, it's graphic. It's not the highest poly count game in the universe.
Next topic.
Jack Thompson is at it again. Jack Thompson is the lawyer running his mouth when the Columbine thing hit. He always is very anti-video games. He's always trying to link Doom 3 to the downfall of society. He sent an open letter to the Entertainment Software Association calling for the resignation of its president. Basically, the ESA is just a bunch of different developers. Name a developer, they're probably a member. He was referring to Hillary Clinton. She's been a strong leadership role on these issues since Columbine, the tragedy which, of course, was fully caused by violent video games.
Right.
I thought it was caused by bowling.
No, video games about bowling. It was Super Monkey Ball bowling that caused Columbine.
Nintendo strikes again.
Millions of American parents should be thankful for the senator for striking back against what can be fairly called grand theft innocence at the expense of children.
Well, okay, now, if it has an ESRB rating of mature, doesn't that mean...
They don't want to go AO, which is adults only, because then it won't be able to be sold at, like, Walmart and stuff.
Oh, that's the big deal then. Okay. If it's mature, you know, you're not supposed to be playing it unless you're 17. But then you're an adult when you're 18. So what they're really doing is severely defending the 17-year-olds. I'm really not following
yes.
that much.
Tom Brokaw asked Governor Bush, current president, he was a governor when he was asked the question about the link between Columbine and video games, and if Bush became president, what would he do about it? Bush said, parents have to be better parents. Doug Lowenstein is the president of the ESA. This dude's his wonderful ammo here for this raging fire that is this letter. Doug Lowenstein travels with his own private makeup artist. Did you guys know that? Obscuring personal and industry warts is a full-time job for this man. Like, what?
Okay.
All right, I have no... I concede. That's it. I give up.
Loser.
He had compared Doug Lowenstein to Hitler. He said Hitler was loosely educated, and Doug Lowenstein is similarly loosely educated about the United States Constitution.
Everybody else watched The Daily Show when Jon Stewart went off on this. Everybody's comparing everybody else to Hitler now. There are more Hitlers running around. You take the most evil man who ever walked the face of the earth. I mean, he exterminated millions in the most cruel fashion you could possibly imagine, and some dude who, like, you know, has a take on video games. Oh, he's Hitler, too. It's just come on.
This dude continues to rattle on that for Doug, the founders of our country are Grand Theft Auto's Tommy Vercetti and Carl Johnson. Doug never met a pixelated prostitute that he didn't like. When asked, the ESA responded and said, yeah, we don't comment on anything Mr. Thompson says or does. And that was it.
Nice.
Oh, that raving lunatic. Yeah, he does talk quite a bit. And that is your hot coffee update.
Next topic.
Full Metal Alchemist pimps Pizza Hut. Website Kotaku reports that Japanese Pizza Huts are going to be using Full Metal Alchemists to help sell pizzas. Apparently in Japan, pizzas cost 30,000 yen, which is 30 United States dollars.
Wow.
I guess Full Metal Alchemist is going to help $30 pizzas sell in Japan.
Wow, and I complain about paying $7 at Turney Road Pizza Hut for the all-you-can-eat buffet.
And that's the thing, man. Dude, it's just Pizza Hut. This is not the world's greatest tasting pizza. I mean, it's not a mom-and-pop wonderful tasting pizza here. I was trying to think of any other weird video game sponsorships. We're going to get to that in the forum topic, so I'll hold off on it for now.
Next topic.
Okay, it's time for fact or crap. I'm going to give three different things. You guys are going to tell me which one is the correct one. The other two are made up. Number one, EA Sports decided not to go with John Madden's name and likeness after the 2005-2006 season. Number two, Dell customer support forums were shut down after people were complaining on them. Number three, also EA. EA gives the rights to Mutant League Sports to Midway since they have the exclusive on the professional sports. Keith, which one is the fact?
The Dell forum thing shut down from people complaining.
Bob.
The last one, the Mutant League thingy. I don't think EA would give away anything.
One of them is true.
Oh, I'll still say the last one. Because I don't care. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for participating in the show. Ed, which one is the correct one?
I will also go with the third one.
Okay, in that stutter, he basically said he picked the third one. Phil, pick the fact.
I'm going to pick the first one, and I'm basing that on the fact that John Madden's switching channels after this season.
Okay, the actual fact one, Keith got right. Dell's forums.
All right, baby. Because I think of Sony with the Star Wars thing of when the people were protesting, just teleporting them into space.
That Sony thing, was it in Star Wars Galaxies? Players were protesting something. A bunch of players gathered together in the same area. They were causing lag and stuff. The solution Sony gave was pretty much teleporting them out into space. Not even like a thank you for your feedback, just like, poof, say hello to the Big Dipper. So yeah, as of Friday the 8th, Dell's customer support forums were shut down. People had a forum where they could complain online. One of the biggest problems here was that Dell released some faulty power supplies for their laptops. Faulty meaning they would explode and blow up.
Yeah, I got about 8 letters in the mail at work for that.
Phil does IT. One of the laptops that I was using, I could no longer use because of the power supply might explode on me. And Dell's answer? Oh man, they're complaining. All right, shut the forum down. John Madden, last year, he had signed a 1-year extension to the contract. EA was deciding maybe they weren't going to go with John Madden after the 2005-2006 season. Just this past week, they actually did sign on to the contract, so he is going to be around, unfortunately, after the 2006 football season. So we get his wonderful commentary. He is a fan of the ham sandwich. That's all the good I can say about the man.
Hey. He finds turkeys with 6 legs. You can't go wrong there either. Weird spider turkey. Gobble gobble scampers up the wall, runs away.
Oh, Johnny, that's a lobster. Yeah, these turkeys are great. I love cracking open the shells and dipping them in butter.
The last one was actually given to me by a viewer or a listener, whatever you want to call you guys, Chris Evans. So thank you, Chris Evans. It was kind of a really cool idea. Now that EA has all of the major sports, it doesn't need the old Mutant League anymore, so it licensed it out to Midway. So Midway can do, like, Blitz and Mutant League Hockey instead of their Hit the Ice or whatever it's called. I was a big fan of Mutant League Hockey, so I would love if this was actually true. Unfortunately, it's not, so.
Next topic.
Our forum topic every week, we post a new question on the forum topic. You can take a poll type of thing there. www.dreamstation.cc. Go to the left-hand side. On the left-hand side, there's a general forum. You can go in there, and we will have the poll up. The question from last week, is MTV a reliable gaming news source?
Wow, no.
Looking at the results of the poll, 8% of you said yes, 91% said no. Some of the comments that we have, I'm just going to read a couple of the comments here. Chrono Trigger said, why the would you make this poll? I'd rather have Nickelodeon give me news updates. I thought that was pretty good.
I was intending for the poll just to get everybody's responses to how they really feel about MTV.
WhoCast said, I think MTV is like McDonald's or Walmart. Everyone hates them, but everyone still uses them. Infantryman Bob says, MTV is like a troubled child on crack. They have no idea what's going on.
I have no idea what's going on.
Redeema said, you can't trust MTV for anything. They have a show where naked guys get into shopping carts and go down hills. Why would I trust them to give me proper game reviews? That being said, I scratched from next week's show where we all get naked and get into the shopping carts and go down the hills.
I didn't wait till next week. I was doing that the other day. Let me tell you, there's no site like an oiled-up 300-pound man gliding down a giant hill, screaming at the top of his lungs, slamming into random people, going, oh.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
I like the fact that you took the time to oil up.
GuitarGamer08 said, I don't understand why Microsoft is trusting MTV, the people who destroyed music. So, overwhelmingly, everyone hates MTV.
Next week's topic should be who wants to see the 300-pound man oiled up sliding down the hill into a box of banging beans. Actually, maybe I put that up. Someone might actually say yes, and I'd have to oil up and slide down a box and slide down a hill into a box of banging peanuts.
So that's all it would take would be somebody on an internet to post on a forum to get you to oil up and slide around
a
banging peanut?
You know, I've been asking you to do that for years, and you still say no. And one guy on the internet says yes, and you just, I can't talk to you right now.
Next week's forum topic, does it make you mad when video games pimp products? Lately, you see more and more video game stuff in mainstream. I know McDonald's is now partnering with the PSP. What I did want to ask is, in addition to voting yes or no, if it makes you mad when video games pimp products, put the weirdest ones that you've ever seen or heard about. Like if Mario is pimping Tenactin athlete's foot spray.
Mario?
That would be a funny commercial.
Tenactin!
Next topic.
Okay, mailbag. I've gotten a poop load of mail from you guys, so I appreciate it. Please keep it coming. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to read off some abbreviated. I didn't read every single one. I'm not going to have time to read all of them on air. Some of them I'm going to take snippets out of. Please don't let that discourage you from sending us email. Mike from New Jersey wants to know, what is our favorite caffeine drinks to keep us buzzing while we game on and on and on? Bob.
I don't drink caffeine by sheer willpower.
Toothpicks holding his eyes open.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Keith, what is your caffeine drink?
The blood of a Vietnamese Russian.
Vietnamese Russian?
Yes.
Is there such a thing?
I don't know. Mountain Dew.
It's between regular Mountain Dew and Code Red Mountain Dew. Actually, on occasion, I'll drink some Red Bull, too.
Mine is coffee. I went to bed
coffee
this morning at 5 o'clock. Robert Klusterhuis, whose name I'm continuing to butcher, Cambridge, Ontario, Canada, he asked us two questions last week, one of which we did not get to. His question is, what types of things would you like to see in an upcoming online service to enhance the gaming experience?
I'd like someone to bring me beer.
This was a pretty good question. This dude had he did two really good questions.
You know, maybe asked us this yesterday, and we'd had thoughts on it.
I was kind of thinking Xbox Live here, personally. I would like to know what games everybody has on my friends list, what age they are, where they live. One of the biggest problems I have is I have no idea what games anybody else has. So when you go to play online, they're in Halo 2. I don't have Halo 2. They're expecting me to jump into Halo 2 with them. Can't even be possible.
It's not going to happen. He does not like it.
No, sorry. If we get a copy for review, maybe.
I can't think of nothing. Okay. I'll have a great one next week, I'm sure.
Mark, who did not give a last name nor a location in the geography, says, where do I vote for you guys at? He must be in Ohio because he ended his sentence with a preposition.
That is a very intelligent joke.
Yeah, I know. The place at which you can vote for us would be podcastalley.com and podcastawards.com. Just do a search for Dream Station. And thank you very much for voting. Chris Evans, who had helped out. Thank you for burping over the gentleman's name. He's from the coolest place ever. He needs to be like a WWF wrestler. He's from Killdevil Hills, North Carolina.
Sweet.
Sweet.
666 Skull Road.
I love Satan, Wyoming.
Chris Face Twister Evans from Killdevil Hills, North Carolina. You've been nicknamed Face Twister, by the way. Should vendors of video games be required by law to require ID for M-rated games under hefty fine penalties? It's kind of what we were talking about before. Well, there you have it.
No discussion.
I think we've kind of, we might have discussed this one before, and I think the general consensus is we don't care because we're all over 18. I think probably if it's going to shut some of these centers up, then yeah. I mean, again, it's not going to affect me either way. If Tiny Timmy can't go in and buy Grand Theft Auto, if that's going to shut up all these other...
Because all the other game prices are just going to go up, because I'm going to lose half of the people who are buying the damn things.
That might be a very good point.
Yeah. So I say let everybody buy it. No, there should be no penalty. Let all the 12-year-olds that want Grand Theft Auto 3 go get Grand Theft Auto 3. Whatever makes things cheaper for me.
Thank you for your question there, Face Twister. He's going to get mad.
He provided us with hours of entertainment.
Yeah, he did. Twisting the faces off of small children everywhere. Brett Wood, I only have one question. Where is the ham sandwich theme song from show number 10? Still the best show to date. That was the ham sandwich, ham sandwich.
Well, there you go. You got something you have to do.
I would also like to add the show is 10 times better with only 3 people. With 3 people, it's easier to keep track of who's talking, and the quality flow of the show tends to be a lot tighter, which make for easier listening. Keep up the great work.
Which, I mean, this week sucks.
2 of you have to go.
All right, later.
Member left.
Patrick from Australia. Patrick says, love the podcast, guys. Keep it up. Last week you were mentioning the sex hack in GTA. Well, here is a link and some amusing pictures and video to confirm that the rumors are true. I can't give the URL on air. Harry Adams says, I understand that your local GameStop is very bad in terms of service. I did want to say that mine is much better, and I would still like to see Keith or one of you guys go into GameStop with a wire. Thanks in advance. Love the show. I've started looking into this. We want a wire.
Yeah.
Keith and possibly Heather, and then send them into like Best Buy and or GameStop
together?
Or some of these other stores. No, different, separately.
The cataclysm that would result would level humanity as we know it.
Saqib Kwaja from Belton, Texas. Hey guys, been listening for a few weeks now. Thanks to iTunes, great job, very entertaining. Thank you. About MTV and video games, I think it's whack. They are already messed up with their music. I turned the channel hopefully to see a new video from regular type. Hopefully to see a new video from my favorite artist, but instead I'm stuck watching the new season of Laguna Beach. I don't know if I could throw this out here. All those little buttons on that remote, change the channel. I'm just messing around, dude. So Keeb says, Video Mods is an utterly stupid and pointless show. What idiot MTV thought it would be a good idea to see Leisure Suit Larry sing a Black Eyed Peas song? Well, folks, I think that's about all she wrote. You've been listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. That was show number 13. Please check out our website, DreamStation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you have any email, email us, videogameshow@DreamStation.cc. If we've horribly offended you, mispronounced your name, or in any other way have brought dishonor to your family, just let us know. We will send a midget assassin out to take care of the problem. Once again, PodcastAlley.com, PodcastAwards.com. We appreciate the votes. We're trying hard to attain the golden platypus. We thank you for listening. Please come back same time next week. We return you to your regularly scheduled video gaming.
Okay, it's time for me to eat.
Yeah, I gotta go do that too.
Alright, thanks and later.